For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Monday, March the 25th. We've got two topics today, neighborhood programs in Columbia and pet health tips. Let's start with C.B. Chastain, Dr. C.B. Chastain. Good to have you here and happy spring break.
Thanks.
It's spring break week, right?
Same to you.
C.B. is with the College of Veterinary Medicine, and we're going to talk about the importance, if you have pets, the importance of those annual physical examinations.
Right. Well, they're annual if they're a healthy, apparently healthy, middle-aged dog or cat.
Okay.
Because if they're under a year of age, they really need to be seen more often than once. And if they're over five, they may need to be seen more often than once a year. But between in mid-age, you know, 1 to 5 years of age or so, then one physical exam a year is okay.
And what about as far as the vaccinations? Is there a difference if your pet is strictly an indoor pet, like if you have cats and they're only indoors? Are there some vaccinations that are not needed, or should they have the full range of them too?
That's one of the things I wanted to bring up today is that, well, first, vaccines are considered core. That means all dogs or cats need to have those vaccinations because the diseases are so dangerous to them, or they might be transmittable to humans and so forth. Then there's non-core vaccinations, and those are for special situations.
Okay. So the core vaccinations are what?
The core vaccinations for dogs are distemper, hepatitis.
Rabies.
Rabies, right. There's another one. I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah, parvovirus.
Parvovirus, yeah. Okay. So those are core. For cats?
For cats, it's feline viral rhinotracheitis, Khaleesi virus, and panleukopenia, and then rabies.
Okay.
All of them should have those. Now, whether dogs get kennel cough vaccinations depends on the situation. Whether they get Lyme disease depends on the situation. There's another disease called leptospirosis that I have a little higher concern for, because that one is can kill animals, and it's also transmittable to humans, but it's not recommended for every dog. And part of the reason for that is that it's carried mainly by wildlife, so it depends on whether they're going to be anywhere around other animals, including wildlife.
Mm-hmm. So if you're with your dog all the time, do not let them run loose, that's kind of a borderline vaccination. Now, what about for cats who are indoors all the time?
Well, still they need the core vaccinations, because like panleukopenia is a virus that can last for months in the environment. And so you might be around another cat somewhere else and carry it in on your shoes. So they're always at risk for some of the diseases like panleukopenia.
Okay.
There's some other diseases like chlamydia that cause eye infections and nasal infections. The disease is usually mild enough that it's not really recommended unless they're in a situation where there's a lot of cats together and their immunity might be low.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But obviously this is a lot to take in a 4-minute segment.
Right.
So you need to talk to your veterinarian about this. Or if people want more information, they can call you at the University of Missouri Veterinary Teaching Hospital.
882-7821.
Can they go online and find out more about it?
Yes, they should be able to do that.
Go online to the veterinary hospital website?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. About out of time. Anything else you want to mention as we go into spring?
Well, one thing I did want to mention is that the American Veterinary Medical Association and the American Animal Hospital Association now recognize that a lot of the core vaccinations last longer than 1 year, so they don't have to be boosted every year for the core vaccinations.
So how do know that?
Because we've done studies to indicate that show that dogs and cats are protected for more than 1 year. And the reason I want to bring that up is that that doesn't eliminate the need for physical examinations every year. So they still need to have physical examinations every year, but they might not need the vaccinations.
So you talk to your vet about that.
Right, your veterinarian would know.
Okay, CB, thank you so
much. Thanks, Paul.
Good seeing you today. Mm-hmm. Now we turn to Bill Canton, City of Columbia. First time on Radio Friends. Good to have you here,
Bill. It's an honor. Thank you for having me.
You're here to talk about neighborhood programs that are available to people in the city that they may not realize. Mm-hmm. What are they?
I'm in the Office of Neighborhood Services, which is part of the city's community development department. And one of the things we do is we work very closely with the city's neighborhood associations, and we have several programs that those neighborhoods can take advantage of to help build community projects. One of them is a cleanup project. Basically, I can pay for folks to set dumpsters in their neighborhood, and if they want to do a neighborhood-wide cleanup, we can encourage people, if they have like bulk items and people individual yards they want to pull out they can't otherwise dispose of, we can help them with that.
Now, is there a cost for that?
My office pays for the under that program. The neighborhood would apply for the funds,
and you just bring it, and it's free of charge.
My office absorbs the cost.
Well, that's nice of your office to do that.
Yeah, we work with solid waste on that, and so it's like we pay solid waste for the dumpsters. So it's a great arrangement. We also have it's a neighborhood mini grant program. And when I say many, it's many. It's the maximum amount available is $250, and we have those up to 10 grand. So we have a $2,500 budget for this every year. And neighborhoods can apply for a mini grant to do anything that is a neighborhood building or promoting neighborly relations in the neighborhood. Like, to give you an example, the Shepherd Boulevard Neighborhood Association has an annual garage sale that they do, and they approached us asking, could we use your mini grant funds to purchase a couple of signs that we can place throughout the neighborhood advertising that we're going to have this garage sale. I was like, absolutely.
Well, you buy a lot of signs for $250.
Yeah, they've got nice ones. There's like three signs, and they're real nice ones.
Can you apply for a mini grant if you just want to get to know your neighbors a little bit? Now, this might be pushing the line here, but say we want to have a little neighborhood block party for all of the people in the neighborhood. Can they apply for a grant?
I'll tell you
what,
it's, you know, if there's an annual meeting component to that, for example, we had another neighborhood last year that we paid for funds for them to do a neighborhood Easter egg hunt. And because it was part of, we tied it into a meeting and whatnot, we were able, anything that brings the neighborhoods out. So, yeah, that's something we could.
Really nice.
Yeah, it
that's
is.
That's nice.
What's nice is these are city general funds. They're not like federal funds, so there's a lot less strings attached. And so we're a lot more, we can't do anything, everything, I mean, but we're very flexible on
okay.
what we can do.
So if you're interested in this for the neighborhood mini grant, they can call your office and you can tell them what the guidelines are and if you're able to help them or not.
Yes. My number is 874-7248.
Okay.
And we also have, all our information is also online. If folks want to go to gocolumbiamo.com and search for neighborhood services, all those programs will be listed
under
there.
Okay, give your number again.
It's 874-7248.
Okay, for the mini grant, you got operators standing by right now.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, Bill, thank you so much.
Thank
Please
you.
Come back again.
Absolutely, I will.
All right. Let's see. Tomorrow we're going to tell you about a big garage sale and Missouri Contemporary Ballet, our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.